Today, I'm going to show you some really cool strategies to get your ass in gear and help you make a plan so you can get shit done in your business and make a difference in your business and in your life. It is Dave Allred, the Real Barman here from barpatrol.net and therealbarman.com. So no matter what business you're in, and in this case, most of you are watching are in the bar and restaurant industry, but it doesn't matter because no matter what business you're in, we all have the same thing in common, and that is overwhelm and too many spinning plates in the air. So today, I'm going to help you focus on what's important in your business and shave off what's not so you can produce at a higher level and elevate your current status and success. Because chances are, if you're watching this video, you've been stuck and stagnating. Okay, running on an endless treadmill of despair for quite some time now, and all you want to do is break out and up. Okay, so that's what we're going to work on today, getting you to go this way instead of staying right here. That's level, okay? And I'm actually going to break out my weekly planner to show you how I do it, and hopefully that will provide you with some inspiration to plan your own success. Okay, so off we go, lads and lasses. It's my horrible Irish accent. So the first thing I want you to do is get out a pen and a notebook or some form of paper. I don't care, a parchment, a scroll, sheepskin, whatever you've got, because this is the planning phase and I don't want you to miss any steps or you might miss out on your own success. Okay, and then in a minute, we're going to get to my weekly planner I use and I'm going to show you how to use it to get better results on a daily, weekly, and monthly basis. Okay, so let's get to it. Step one. You need to identify what is important in your business. So how do we define what's important? Okay, important, as it is defined in your business, are the things that produce the most results. Okay, and I'm sure you've heard of Pareto's 80-20 rule. And if you haven't heard of it, all right, you're an uneducated heathen, and I want you to leave my channel right now. Okay, just kidding, don't leave. The Pareto principle states that 20% of your actions produce 80% of your results. Okay, but it's not just in business. Okay, the Pareto principle eerily applies to all sorts of things. For example, 20% of the factories produce 80% of the pollution. 20% of the population owns 80% of the wealth. 20% of the drivers cost 80% of the accidents, and so on and so forth. Okay, so that means your first responsibility is to identify that 20% in your business that produces 80% of the results. So you need to make a giant brainstorm list on that sheepskin right now or in a regular notebook, because if you don't know what the top 20% of actions are that are driving your business, you're in trouble. So brainstorm a list, everything, put everything on this list that needs to get done, and then start prioritizing from one to whatever, however long that list is, so you can see the most important tasks in front of you. Okay, in my opinion, number one on the priority list should be systemizing everything in your restaurant. Right, creating procedures for every area and every job position so it clearly defines what everyone's job is at all times. Number two, in my braggy opinion, because everyone else always says humble opinion and it gets boring. Number two is getting people into the restaurant. Number three is getting people to come back again. Okay, number two and number three are the only two things that matter when it comes to actually making money. Okay, because if your restaurant is full, it means people are spending money and sales are up. But if you miss the mark on number three, right, you get people to come in, but you're bad at getting them to come back, you waste a lot of time and energy trying to get new customers, which is a lot more expensive than retaining existing customers. So your most of your attention should be on acquiring new guests and then a customer service system to make their experience so amazing that they come back again and again. Okay, so let's say that you agree with me that systemizing and focusing on customer acquisition and retention are the three most important things to focus on, all right, the 20%. Okay, what do you do for step two? Well, step two is planning your time so you can spend your energy executing your plan to work more on the 20% than the 80% of things that don't matter as much. Okay, so that might include one, creating systems, two, marketing, like social media, email, text, promotions, whatever gets butts in the seats, and then three, creating an amazing experience to get your guests to come back again and again, which includes customer service and great food and drink menu. And yes, I get it. There are a million other things to do. There's inventory, there's daily paperwork, ordering and invoicing, you know, got to schedule maintenance to get the stove fixed. But those three things we just talked about are the most important, at least in my example. Maybe it's something else. Maybe something else drives your business. I'm just using this as an example. All right, but you need to create a task list that focuses on those things first. Okay, that's the first thing. All right, so for the planning phase, we need to grab that pen and paper and create task lists for the day and for the week. Because, and pay attention here, all right, don't wander off. When you write down your daily and weekly tasks and goals, your productivity, on average, increases by 52%. And I'm sorry, but that's massive. All right, you can't ignore a number like that and just be like, you know, I don't need to write down my goals and tasks. You know, I just come in and get things done. All right, that's fine. All right, you do you, boo. All right, but then don't go crying to me how your business is suffering because of a bunch of excuses that are causing your own downfall. All right, so let me ask you this. And you need to answer yourself honestly. Are you just winging it every day? Or do you sort of have a plan, but you basically just show up and say, okay, what do I need to do today? All right, do you think Steph Curry winged it his entire career? You know, just showed up and started burying shots left and right from 30 feet? I'm going to say no. Okay, I'm going to say he made a plan. He showed up. He executed that plan by taking action every single day. And he became better and better by the minute, by the hour, by the day, by the week, by the year. You get the pattern. All right, and you don't need to be a sports fan to understand how that works. By creating rituals, you are elevating your chances of success exponentially. Rituals, of course, is just another name for habits, and hopefully you know how powerful habits are when it comes to contributing to your success. All right, but I like the word rituals better because it seems, I don't know, it seems like it goes deeper than a habit. Okay, when you perform rituals every day, it shapes your identity. It's like religious or meditative almost. Okay, small daily actions lead to large results. And small daily and weekly planned actions lead to large results faster. Okay, and if you've ever read the book, The Slight Edge, I know I'm getting off task a little bit here. If you've ever read the book, The Slight Edge, you know how powerful this is. It's like compound interest. Small actions over time add up to big things. And if you don't know how compound interest works, all you need to know is that if someone asks you if you'd rather have $2 million or you want the result of doubling a penny for 30 days, take the penny doubling. Trust me. It comes out to more than like $5 million. And if you don't believe me, get a calculator out and try it. It's amazing. Small daily actions, huge results. Okay? So without further ado, let's jump into my trusty weekly planner. I got this planner from Amazon. If you like it, you can go get it too. I'll put the link in the description. I'm not an affiliate or anything. I don't make any money off it. I just want you to have something that works for you. And if this one doesn't work for you, find one that does. Find something. Remember that writing things down, increasing productivity thing we talked about? It's important, all right? But I like this one because on the left here, you can list your weekly tasks and notes, and you can prioritize them, so you have an overview of what you need to do. Then on the right, you can break it down by each day. Now, each day has 8 lines for tasks. If you need more than that, you might need a different book. But I would highly recommend using this for only your most important tasks, the 20%, okay, or the most important 33% or 50%. Don't list things like take the trash out or get gas. Okay, you can use your phone for menial tasks. This is for your work. This is for your productivity. And I'm not going to go through each one of these examples, tasks you see here. You can pause the video if you want to take a look. But over here, I like this habit tracker on the left. If you want to use that for personal daily habits, like your personal stuff, that's fine. Like I'm going to work out, meditate, drink 64 ounces of water, whatever. Those are good rituals that will help you in your daily and weekly life that will help you be a better person and feel good about yourself, which will help your business also. So I'm down with that. But you can also use this area for daily tasks that you do in your business, like doing your daily, you know, sales reconciliation, going to the bank, Facebook posts, if you do those on a daily basis, pre-shift meetings, before you open. And then I put a personal one on here, you know, if you're into fitness or whatever, go to the gym. And each day you can check them off as you do them. All right, then you don't have to write them down individually on every single day of the week over here on the right. You can just put in check marks. All right, now, I'm going to give you another key piece to your success when it comes to planning and executing that plan. All right, what we want to do is list the biggest things we need to do first. And by biggest, I mean the most important, which is usually the hardest thing to do. Okay, and that includes on your weekly and daily list. Okay, doing the most important or hardest thing first at the beginning of the week, at the beginning of the day, is going to launch your business to greater heights, and it's going to conserve your energy as well. And this is because the hardest thing in your business, that thing you keep pushing away because it's like a giant thorn in your side, that thing is almost always the thing that will have the most impact on your business. And Eleanor Roosevelt was spot on when she said, "You must do the thing that you think you cannot do." Okay, never was a truer statement spoken. All I know is if you do that thing, whatever it is that you don't want to do most, your business will soar because that's probably the thing that will give you the most success. Okay, the one thing I didn't want to do when I started Bar Patrol back in 2012, which at the time was a bar inventory auditor business before I built the app, was I did not want to go door to door walking into bars and selling my services. I hate selling with a capital H-A-T-E, but I would look at my wife and my kids every day when I woke up, and I knew that if I wanted to get out of working those late nights running a bar, that this was the one thing that would launch my business. So I'd made myself do it every day until I had a list of clients I was taking inventory for, and I was eventually able to grow my business and make a lot of money. So when you're filling this out every Sunday or whatever day you choose to plan your week, ask yourself the question, what is the one thing I need to get done in my business right now? Okay, what is going to have the most impact? It's almost always the hardest thing. And that's the thing you need to do first, because when you let it slide down the list and you put it off, two things happen. Okay, one, your business stagnates and your success takes longer. And two, it saps your energy. Okay, that thorn in your flesh gets infected, and then it oozes pus and puts stress on your mind and body. But when you take care of that hard thing on Monday, first thing, your mind is open and fresh to take care of easier things, which makes your day so much more enjoyable, and it makes you more productive. Okay? And then next, we're almost done. Don't worry. Next, you need to determine what distractions are pulling you away from your tasks and your goals. Okay? For most people, it's one, their phones. Two, other people, like your employees or your boss if you're a manager. Three, your customers maybe, if you have to go out and tend to them. And then four, other menial tasks that need to get done. Okay, you're like, I know I need to create a training manual for new hires so we can systemize, but the chef really wants me to taste today's special, so I better go do that first. No. Sit your ass down and create that training manual. Get it done. It will free your mind and you'll have a better business. Okay, so then you need to list your most common distractions and then make a plan to eliminate them during your productive times. Turn off your phone for 30 minutes or at least don't respond to anything but an emergency. Okay, put a sign on your door to not be disturbed. Tell them that anyone who interrupts you is going to get scheduled Monday lunch shifts from here to eternity. That'll probably do it. Whatever you need to do, you know, do it or none of this is going to work, okay? During your most important tasks, your 20% tasks, stop looking at emails or Facebook or anything else that gets your mind to wander. Focus. Get some momentum for your day. Once again, this all comes down to rituals. Once you list your tasks, you need to decide when are you going to work on them? You know, what time of day do you need to get each of them done? Like we said, the hardest tasks need to be done first, so you might need to get to work a little earlier to make sure you aren't interrupted. Because once you get that first domino to fall and you take that first action, it creates a chain reaction. It creates momentum. And that momentum creates more momentum, which creates an unstoppable force, which grows your success, which makes you happy. Okay, so your rituals have to be smart rituals. You can't create a ritual to work on your most important tasks during the lunch rush because you're going to get interrupted. That's just plain silly. Okay, but the point is, When you get all of that noise out of your head and onto the paper, and you can see it in front of you, it magically cleanses your mind of all that guck and grime and gets that overwhelm out of your head so you can think more clearly and have more energy. Does that make sense? Well, I hope so. And I hope this helps you get jump-started and more productive so you can get shit done in your business so you can climb that ladder of success. Remember, I got that link for the weekly planner in the description. Otherwise, go find your own that works for you and get going on that 20%. All right, I want to thank you for hanging out with me today. I am going to see you next time. I'm out.